Well, we have other breaking news we want to pass along. Hamas has announced it has accepted, now listen carefully because it may be meaningless, they have accepted an Egyptian-Qatari proposal for a ceasefire to halt the seven-month-long war with Israel in Gaza, started, of course, by Hamas. Hours after Israel ordered about 100,000 Palestinians to begin evacuating from the southern city of Rafah, which we announced earlier, signaling that a long-promised ground invasion there could be imminent. So we know Netanyahu is going to still do his nothing's going to stop him from invading anywhere he wants to if he thinks that's what it's going to take to get rid of Hamas. There has been no immediate comment from Israel on this deal, which, again, is Egyptian and Qatar. So it's not, don't get all excited, it's not Israel and Hamas. It's somebody else and Hamas. So, you know, after thousands of years of hating each other, and now other people stepping up who wouldn't even offer their land for people to come to, Palestinians, for example, now they're trying to help. I don't know what this means. I will pray, I will hope, that it means there could be some peace and that maybe a chance to get some of the hostages back alive. But how could we hope for anything other than that? That's what we hope for. But I'm not holding my breath. Been around too long and heard too many of these kinds of fixes. All right, when the news happens, you'll have it here, and I know Chris Renwick, JR Afternoon, will be able to talk much more about all of this, and he's coming up right after the 2 o'clock WJR News. If you want to know anything about Grand Hotel, there is one guy that you can speak with. He is the resident historian, and he has been since 1887?
Something like that, yeah.
The resident historian of Grand Hotel, the one and only Bob Tackett.
Woo, man, it's good to have you back, Paul, I'm going to tell you. I want to just mention, though, we don't have that kind of social unrest here at Grand Hotel. We have some issues, and it's bicycle theft and a periodic drive-by fudging. That's about it for the summer season. Seriously.
Well, and that's all we need. and this is a place to get away from some of the reality of the world that isn't so good. This is a great place to come. You have been the resident historian for nearly 40 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Which means people had to listen to you when you were in grade school. When you were in grade school, I can't even imagine what that must have been like to have this little boy standing up and telling about the history of Grand Hotel.
Oh, I've been a nerd my entire life. Let me just tell you. But it's so fun. I've been here. This is my 29th season, 28th year here, doing old hotels for 38 years total.
Well, so I was going to say 38 years or 37, over 37, doing what you do, which is talking history. But so how many years specifically here?
28 years. 28? I'm starting my 29th season.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm still on probation. They have no idea what I do, but the checks cash every 2 weeks.
Well, I guess I remember when you first came here.
Yep.
As it turns out, I didn't realize that.
We go back.
And we do go back. And Mackinac Island has been and always will be one of the most popular vacation destinations in the Great Lakes region. And there is so much to discover, not just here at Grand Hotel, but on Mackinac Island. And you're an expert in all of those areas.
It's amazing. You know, people think of the downtown, and you certainly got carriage tour as one of the most visited forts in the country. But we have 60 miles of roads and trails if you're a nature buff, natural features here on the island, bicycling paradise, not a car in sight.
And you can rent the bikes here. Can you rent helmets?
We can hook you up with a helmet.
Please wear a helmet. Yep. I know I'm singing to a choir here, but
public service announcement. Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Use that. And just be careful. That's all. Because you're here to have a great time. If we were in Bermuda, I'd say, you know, don't rent one of the motorbikes.
Don't.
You see people everywhere they go. You go. Do you see people with road rash on their legs?
Yeah,
and you know exactly what they've done. They rented a motorbike that they don't know anything about. Yep. And they get on it, and they drive, and they crash.
Yep.
I'm not suggesting people don't know anything about bikes. If it's been, like, years since you've ridden a bike, you might want to be very careful. But you are a part of the grand news at the 2024 spring newsletter, Season of Connection. What should people do, Bob Taggetts, when they get here and they want your services?
They need to hit the concierge desk or go on our website. I've got a list. I do 10 different tours and lectures around the hotel. This morning I did movies on Mackinac. I do everything from horse culture, prohibition. The most favorite tour that I enjoy is called Art, Antiques, and Design of Grand Hotel. The subtitle is Who Picked These Colors and What Were They Drinking at the Time? That's my favorite.
What is the most bizarre question you've ever been asked?
Is piracy still a problem in the Great Lakes?
Geez, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Do the horses still run when the power's out? Where do I buy some of the famous coffee that's grown here on the island?
Oh, that's fabulous.
Ooh, I'm disappointed we don't have an ocean view room. You have to see about 1,400 miles to see the ocean from here.
You have heard them all, haven't
I've
you?
I've heard them all, brother.
Be sure to look up Bob Taggetts, the resident historian at Grand Hotel, during your own Pure Michigan tour as we continue on WJR.